Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
One of the functions of the prophetic call is to inquire of God for his people.
Bishop Clark says, God never wanted his people to be comfortless, so he sent the Holy Spirit. He also sends forth prophets with a specific mandate to help guide his people toward his plan.
As we pivot toward the prophetic, God wants you to understand one of the functions of the prophetic call is to inquire of God on behalf of his people.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues teaching out of the series he calls The Garment of Distinction, with the central thought being how to access your prophetic mantle. Let's turn again to Luke chapter 4, verses 13 through 22, as Bishop Clark concludes the message, The Pivot Towards the Prophetic Reloaded.
I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Woo, I see something happening up in here. Then the Bible said he groaned in the spirit. It's okay to groan every once in a while. When you're coming out of ash and people are dying, when you see your plans fail, it's okay to groan a little bit. It's all right with the groan, but guess what? Holy Ghost can read your groans. When we weep over the ash, God knows exactly what we feel. But he's also wanting you to let faith rise up now. Because when your faith rises, God can heal it. When your faith rises, God can turn it around. When your faith rises, God can put your feet on solid ground. When your faith rises, God can take you into the next dimension. So he groaned in the spirit, and the Bible said Jesus wept. And when he got to the tomb, he said, roll the stone away. And he spoke into the tomb and called his name, Lazarus, come forth. The Bible said he that was dead came forth. Here's the prophetic voice. Come out this way. This is what God is saying to those prophets today. This is what we need to do. Stretch our hand toward the dead tomb and tell that which is dead to come out this way. This is the reason why you need an officer in your life that understands the prophetic. We're not supposed to dominate your life, but when you don't know how to move, when you've had dead clothes, grave clothes on you, and you can't see your way, you just need somebody to say, can you move toward the voice? Can you just take one step forward? Your life has been in a situation where you take one step forward and two steps back. But if you don't know what to do, can you take one step forward? Come out this way. Y'all better praise him. Let's give him glory. I already see the sun shining. I already see something coming out. I already see God doing something wonderful. Woo. Come on, clap your hands and give him the glory. Come on, Truth Reveal, you're graduating. I said you're graduating from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Whew. I better get in this message. We don't have all day, right? Ah. Whew, Jesus. I can praise him in advance. I already see it coming. Oh, yeah. Help me bless the Lord. Whew, it's already done. The promotion has already been released. God has already built the building. God has already got a new plot of land. God has already sent the resources. The promotion is here. One of the functions of the prophetic call is to inquire of God for his people. This is what God is restoring in the mantle. As we pivot toward the prophetic, God wants you to understand one of the functions of the prophetic call is to inquire of God. To inquire of God on behalf of his people. I talked about it last week, but I need to share it with you. There is a New Testament disaster that is being formed right now. A New Testament failure that is occurring or unfolding in our time. Holy Spirit desires to be that tour guide. He wants to be that counselor, that unveiling, the one that unveils the hidden secrets of God to the people of God. That's what Holy Spirit is designed to do. That's his office work. And that is to be a tour guide for us in our time. Also, he wants to be the counselor, to give you wise counselor, wise counsel. And he is the unveiler of the hidden secrets of God in this age. If these, the prophetic functioning laborers, those of us that are prophetically functioning and laboring in the kingdom, humanoids now, we're not talking about angels, you and I that have a prophetic call of God on our lives. The prophetic functioning laborers, if we don't understand this spiritual truth, that it is the Holy Spirit that wants to be the tour guide. Holy Spirit wants to be the counselor or the unveiler of hidden secrets, the hidden secrets of God. Then the prophet will prophesy perpetually. In other words, every day we're putting out prophetic words every day and people start drawing toward it versus trying to let Holy Spirit speak. Amen. Actually, we got too much going on right now. It's a little too much. We're saturated with it. And if you give anything too much attention, you have what we call spiritual inflation. It will lose value. If you pump out a lot of diamonds, you're going to see diamonds lose value. If they're rare, you'll see the value increase. Right now, steel is rare. There are suppliers and stuff like that coming out of China and stuff like that that's causing you and I or causing our nation. There's not a supply. The demand is greater than supply. And what you start seeing is prices going up. Y'all understand that, right? To build a building today costs a whole lot more than it did 20 years ago. Same size. It's not that the value of it is actually the buildings that were built a few years ago to me seem a little bit more sturdy. It's real flimsy today, but the price of steel has increased. My friend out in Houston, Texas, who's building this facility, wonderful two-story in the midst of a pandemic. The price of steel is increasing even as they're building the building. They got to put guards on the property because people are trying to steal the steel. You trying to steal the steel? Stole a big bobcat off the property. Right off church property. This is what's happening. People are in desperate times and they'll do all kinds of things to get ahead. But we don't have to steal nothing. God's going to release it to us. Come on, don't you want that God to release it to you? He's going to let us occupy buildings we didn't build. I'm prophesying, glory to God. The prophetic voices today don't understand it is the Holy Spirit's job to guide people. In other words, God doesn't need me to be with you in your ear every day and trying to tell you what he's saying next. He wants me to give you the word, and then Holy Ghost is supposed to build on that and start lifting and shifting and causing you to pivot toward his voice. That's really how you're supposed to grow spiritually. Now, I'm not saying you're supposed to come to a place where you don't need me, because as long as he has shepherds and there are sheep, you're going to need shepherds, right? But I'm not supposed to be your mediator. Jesus is your mediator. Do you understand that? The prophet will prophesy perpetually if they don't understand that, or continuously, or constantly, or way too much. so that the spirit is muffled or even silenced in the inner ear of God's people. This will not be my plight or your plight here at Truth Revealed, but I need you to know it so you know you'll begin to see people that are geared toward receiving a prophetic word from their prophet every day. But that's not how God wants us to move. God wants us to get the prophetic word, but not to depend on it from a voice. Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. Holy Spirit wants to come to you and say, listen, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm speaking to you. I need you to sit down, or I need you to stand up. I need you to move now. Holy Ghost wants to do that, and I'm releasing him to do it. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to come to counseling. I want you to go to Pastor Sabrina and any of the counseling wing that we erect, glory to God, to get wise counsel. But you can't depend on waiting on me 6 months, 6 weeks before you can get to talk to me when the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. You got to start praying yourself. Listen, God is not babying us no more. God is not babying you no more. You need me. The reason why we have spiritual fathers is to help us, to give us direction when we don't know what to do. How many of you have children? You want them to be adult, but they don't know what to do unless you speak. And they grow. You want them to get to a point where they took the counsel that you gave. They're able to shift into their destiny following what you've already taught them. And they come back every year to say thank you. That's what you want. You want them to be able to rest at night, handle their business, and still be productive in this society. You want them to wean themselves from the tit of mothers so they can drink milk on their own. If they 30 and they still talking, I want some ninny. You better get yourself out. Ain't no ninny for you at 30. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. I'm supposed to pay your bills and you're 40? Something is wrong, right? So we got to shift in the way we think. God is like that. God is not trying to have somebody that you got to connect with every day so you'll know what to do. He wants you to walk with him. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my pathway. God wants you to be able to take his word and it starts illuminating your path. Ah, thank you, Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 2. And so it was that the ark remained in Kirjath-Jearim a long time. And it was there for 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Now the Philistines, the foreign enemy, came and took the ark. Israel, they took the ark, but disease broke out in the foreign nation. Because they took the ark of God from Israel. It comes back, but it's planted in Kirjath-Jearim for 20 years. It's still not in the tabernacle or in its rightful place. And some of us have been comfortable with the presence of God being around us. Being in the region, glory to God, but it's really not in your house. It's not in your heart. Notice, glory to God, this is before David's time. But notice when David comes on the scene, the reason why God said I select him, because when he looked at the ark, what he saw was not the ark being in Kirjath-Jearim, but he saw the ark being in a small tent called the Tabernacle of David. So he erected a tent and stuck it there on Mount Zion. Glory to God. He had a vision that the tent represented a body. And that God eventually wanted to live in the inside of humanity. Ooh, you got to be here at 11 because he put this treasure in earthen vessels. But the thing is, David saw that God's ark needed to be inside of us. And so what David did is erected a tabernacle on Mount Zion, and he put the ark in it, and he would lay there at night in the open sky, staying close to it. I want you to think about a king in royal robe with all of the gold and all of the stuff he had, but he would go to Zion, ascend up there at night, and lay before that ark giving God praise. It doesn't make sense, does it? Because a king is supposed to be in the Hilton. Not David. David said, I'm going to Zion. Hallelujah. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. And I'm going to rest if I can just get in his presence. Oh, Jesus. If I can just get in his presence, I believe everything is going to be all right. I make mistakes when I'm not in his presence. I do stuff that I shouldn't do when I'm not in his presence. I don't care about these robes. I don't care about this chain. What I care about is the presence of the Lord. When God saw the man's heart, he said, this is one after mine. I really don't want to kill y'all when you touch the ark. I don't want to kill you when you eat the bread that was ordained for priests. I don't want to kill you when you come in without a blood sacrifice. But what I do want is from the fruit of your lips to give me some glory. I don't care what you've come through. You've got to learn how to praise God in spite of. Jesus. And David said, if I can get into the presence of the Lord, lay there all night long with dew all on me, as long as I can be close to the presence, I'm all right with God. Some of us are used to the ark being in a distant place, or you want to drive in once a week when you're supposed to carry the presence with you. Glory to God. David, when he came on, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. We're talking about Samuel in first. This is before David ever comes on the scene. But Samuel had the same heart. We got to get the ark in its rightful place. Glory to God. As an officer, a prophetic officer, glory to God. As a prophetic officer, he says it was in Jarath or Kirjath Jearim for 20 years. But it's not in its rightful place. Don't get comfortable with your spirituality not being in its rightful place. Don't get comfortable with the secular and you don't know nothing about the sacred. You have no clue at all. Nothing pushes you to fall on your knees every once in a while. Nothing in your own house to say, look at this stuff that's going on in my house. God, I need you to work with me now. You want to be a king? You better learn how to pray. You want to be royal spiritually? You better know how to bow your knee and bow your heart before the Lord. Because he'll break you if you won't bend. He will break you. Believe what I'm saying. If you're already broken, it doesn't matter what burns. That is not breaking us. We're already broken. All that's doing is propelling us into a new season. We already know we're not all that in a bag of chips and a knee-high drink. We already know that we couldn't do this without the Lord. He doesn't have to burn it to let us know. But for those of you that don't know, if you don't know, now you know. We can't do nothing without God. If your plans don't match with his, he'll burn it down. Let God be God and every man a liar. Woo, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Woo, Jesus. Look at Samuel verse 3. Then Samuel spoke to all of the house of Israel saying, if you return to the Lord, remember that the prophetic voice is here to make sure he inquires of God on behalf of the people. Notice what Samuel says in verse 3. Then Samuel spoke to all of the house of Israel. If you return to the Lord with all your hearts and put away foreign gods like Ashereth, a foreign god, you're worshiping idols. You're washing cars and washing diamonds and reverence, giving reverence to stuff, but never reverence to me. Put away the foreign gods from among you and prepare yourselves, prepare your hearts for the Lord and serve him only. He will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. So the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Asherahs. And they did what? Serve the Lord. Look at the word only. Notice the prophetic can't slip into that where you serve God but serve the prophet. You got to serve God only. The prophetic is to push you to him, not to the one who's standing in the way. Please don't make that mistake when God starts rising or raising you up to where everybody has to bring you a pot of gold before you start prophesying. It is not the way of God. It is the way of Cain. To create a new order, and we can't let that happen. And I'm speaking out. I believe God is going to let this reverberate around the world with what's happening during our day, with this standing in the way, being mediator when you should push people to Jesus. Ah, God help me. And Samuel said, gather all the Israel, and I will pray to the Lord for you. I will pray to the Lord for you. That's really where we need to be as prophetic voices, is to pray to the Lord on behalf of God's people. Yes. Amen. And I'm going to have to close with that because we got a lot to do today. And I got a whole lot to say. I got another 9 things. That was just number one. Another 9 things to say. In other words, the second one is God uses the prophetic voice to settle disputes in the midst of God's people. So you see me, I come across aggressive, right? But what happens, and I'm trying to meld that down a little bit, but what you have to understand, there's disputes and fractions up in here. Attitudes. People can't stand each other. It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. I know you don't like them. I can look at the way you look. Even visitors can tell. Do you know I don't have to say a word if I don't like you? I can let people know I don't like you when you walk in. Body language. Listen, that's why God has me here. I got the word for you. If we're going to move into the next season, that stuff is stopping today. We're not carrying that into 2022. We're going to leave the ash heap and we're going to leave the attitude. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. I give you praise for this moment, for the release that's in the house of God, for the gathering around the prophetic voice, the mantle that is resting on the house, for sons and daughters of the Most High God. Calm hearts. Give us divine direction in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's not unusual for people who evade, avoid, for individuals who steer clear of long-term relationships to hear they have commitment issues. Many are trying to work with a phobia, a fear of commitment. Many folks use these phrases casually, but in reality, commitment and the fear of it is often quite complicated or complex. Dedication is a broad term, but it generally comes down to devoting yourself to a process or to something for a long period of time, whether that is a job, a goal, a city. Devoting yourself to a ministry, or being committed to a relationship. The asserted effort to build, to construct anything, starts with a pure devotion to engagement. Joshua 24 and 15 says this, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." When you make a commitment to serve the Lord, you save not only yourself, but you preserve your entire family and ultimately your legacy.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now for your physical copy of today's message from the Garment of Distinction series, The Pivot Towards the Prophetic Reloaded, when you write or email us, use reference number 21120508. That's reference number 21120508. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Do you know Jesus? That's a powerful question which recognizes that part of life's purpose and the lasting joy we experience in ethics and morality has much to do with knowing Jesus. In our pre-mortal life, we were in his mind, in his heart, we were in his presence, and in the presence of God the Father, we're protected, never disconnected. Let's get back to the Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Choose Christ today. My friends, if you're unsaved and you would like to know Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I repent of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I confess the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. I believe that you died on the cross for me, that you were buried for me, but you loved me enough to be raised from the dead for my justification. Come into my heart. And I will live for you forever. Fill me with your spirit and empower me to do great things in your kingdom. Hallelujah. My friend, if you prayed that prayer with me, you're now part of a large family. I need you to connect with us, so send me an email at this address, connect@truthrevealed.org. That is connect@truthrevealed.org. And until next time, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.